The most prominent message in this debate, for me at least, was the pecking order. George Stephanopoulos, who's the host of This Week on ABC, former Clinton advisor, of course, he moderated along with David Yepsen from the Des Moines Register. And in a subtle way that nobody's really talking about today, they conducted the debate as if it is already settled that Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee, and that Barack Obama will be her running mate, and that every other person on the dais is just jockeying for positions in their cabinet. That's the subtle message about the way the questions are asked and to whom they are asked. For example, David Yepsen asked Hillary to actually mediate a disagreement about Iraq between two experts, Richardson and Biden, as if they were already in her cabinet, as if they were her resident experts up on that stage to offer her advice and guidance, as opposed to people running against her who would be, you know, offering opposition and disagreement at this point.
Senator Clinton, help a Democrat out. You've got the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee saying one thing, and I've got a former UN ambassador saying something else. Who's right?
So this puts Hillary in the position of being the decider, right? Which is very presidential. Here she is having to split the difference between a former UN ambassador, Bill Richardson, and the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Joe Biden. And implicit in that is how much Yepsen wants to tell us all, whether or not he's doing it consciously or not, that he's saying Joe Biden and Bill Richardson are cabinet material, Hillary Clinton is presidential material. That's what that means when you ask questions that way. Then George Stephanopoulos directly asked the candidates whether or not Barack Obama is experienced enough to be president.
Is Barack Obama ready to be president, experienced enough to be president?
This is the type of question that vice presidential candidates are often asked. John Edwards was asked it in 2004 over and over again. He'd only been in the Senate a few years, just like Obama. And the question implies that he might one day have to become president, that he's an understudy and someday he might be called upon to be president. He'd have to be elected president. Who will have to be elected? Hillary, of course. So the candidates were all asked about Hillary's electability and her negative numbers.
The Associated Press this week wrote an article. They talked to 40 Democratic activists and office holders across the country. It led to this series of headlines across the country. Democrats worry Clinton may weigh down lesser candidates. Democrats worry Clinton may hurt the rest of the ticket. Are they right to be worried?
It's subtle, right? But no other candidate's chances in a general election are even discussed in this debate. We're a year away from the Democratic convention and already the coronation of Clinton has begun, right? And, you know, in terms of the way this debate has been received so far, I think the conventional wisdom on it is mixed a little bit. You're hearing quite frequently that Obama did well, and he did have a very good comeback to the experience question.
Earlier on, we were talking about the issue of experience. Nobody had more experience than Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and many of the people on this stage that authorized this war.
That's very good. Because, of course, when people talk about Barack Obama and inexperience, Obama has tried to say, I am a Washington outsider. I represent change. I represent a new way of doing things. I haven't been completely, I'm not in the Washington groove. I haven't been there long enough. And then people say, you know, the rejoinder to that is, well, George W. Bush wasn't very experienced either, and look where we ended up with him. But of course, Obama to come back and recast that and say, well, Cheney and Rumsfeld were very experienced. It's very well done. I thought that was very good.